was, I'm smart enough to get a job. How much smarter do you need to be? And with that shallow thinking, I quit school, age 19, and got a job, went to work. A little while later, got married, started a little family, and I'm struggling and, you know, trying to do my best. But it seems like each year I'm falling just a little bit further behind. Finally, age 25. The climax of my sort of, you know, weariness with where I was, not doing as well as I thought I should, I hear a knock on my door, and I happen to be home alone. When I opened the door, there was a little Girl Scout about this tall selling Girl Scout cookies. And she gave me the finest sales presentation I've ever heard. Girl Scouts around the world, no better organization. And we've got these cookies, only $2, several flavors. And with a big smile, she very politely asked me to buy. No problem. I wanted to buy. Big problem. I haven't got $2 in my pocket. Now, I'm a grown man. I live in America. I've been to 1 year of college. I'm married. I've got a family. And I don't have $2 in my pocket. And I didn't want to tell her that. So I did what I thought was next best. I lied to her. I said, hey, look, I've already bought lots of Girl Scout cookies. I've still got plenty in the house that we haven't eaten yet. And she said, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. And she leaves. When she leaves, I say to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I mean, how low can you get lying to a Girl Scout? I mean, that's about as low as you can go. But I promised myself that day I was going to start my search of finding opportunity, finding somebody who could teach me and coach me on doing much better for myself and for my family and for my future. And shortly after that, I met a most extraordinary man, very wealthy, but a friend of mine said, you got to meet this man. He's rich, but he's easy to talk to. He's got a unique philosophy of business and life. And the more he told me about this man, the more I said, I've got to meet this guy. And shortly after that, I had a chance to meet him. Sure enough, when I met him, I was impressed. Obviously, he was rich, but he was friendly and easy to talk to. And I said to myself, if I could just get around someone like him, and if he would coach me, I would be willing to learn anything. I'd love to be like him. Well, my good fortune was he invited me to join his company. And over the next 5 years, my dream came true. He coached me and taught me how to turn my life from pennies to fortune. And he's not alive anymore, but I'd like to pay tribute to him one more time, Mr. Earl Schoaf, for the dramatic impact he had on my life, especially during that five-year period. And so my whole life turned around. I made my fortune by the time I was 32, starting at age 25. And some of the ideas that I want to share with you today came from that five-year experience. Then from there, I got into lecturing and giving seminars, and I've written a few books, and my career now spans about 41 years. But I'll never forget the impact this gentleman had on my life with a few simple concepts that totally changed my life, changed my future, and changed everything. Jim Rohn's view of the 21st century. Here's number one, unprecedented opportunity. We not only have begun a new century, century 21, it's a new millennium. A millennium is a 1,000-year period. We've had six so far. This is the beginning of the seventh millennium, and some scholars tell us that this could very well be an extraordinary time for the human race, this seventh millennium. And there's probably a lot of good reason that that is probably true. Unprecedented opportunity. We've now got the technology. We pick up a telephone now and talk to somebody on the other side of the world. Transportation now is so easy. I get on an airplane in Los Angeles, and 13 hours later, I'm in Tokyo. Five meals, three movies, and you're there. I mean, you know, it's a simple deal. Anyway, we've got technology.